Linda Jones. Linda, good afternoon. Aer Lingus have forgotten something and you're the first one to spot it. I hadn't heard of this. What did you spot, Linda?
That's right. Hello, Joe. Just in the last few weeks, Aer Lingus seem to have done an update on their website.
Yes.
And we realised when we were trying to book flights, we could only do Miss or Mrs. Mm-hmm. when we were booking a lady.
You can only do M-I-S-S.
Or M or S.
And M-I...
And then they have Mr. and Doctor.
Or Doctor.
Yeah.
So I wonder, do they do that? Because in case, is there a doctor on the flight?
On the flight.
But does that mean a doctor of literature or a doctor of medicine? So you say Miss, which is normally understood to mean that you're not married. Miss, Mrs. MRS.
Yeah.
Is you are married. But MS,
which means neutral gender.
Yeah, I'm female. That's all.
Right.
It doesn't say, I'm not saying whether I'm unmarried or married. It's none of your business.
Exactly.
So where's the MS gone?
Just a title of respect showing that you're female but not declaring your marital status.
So where's
we're not quite sure. We literally just went to make a booking and suddenly realised that we had only a Miss or a Mrs. option. And we just find it very embarrassing when we have clients in the office and you have to say, actually, are you a Miss or a Mrs.? You know, for a mature lady, it just seems, you know, a very personal question to have to ask. And really, in the days of GDPR, you know, the less data you take about people, the better. And we certainly don't need to know their marital status under normal circumstances, because we always use the gender neutral, just the Ms. or Mr. And we just sort of felt that it shouldn't be. And I have tried to make contact with Aer Lingus since we noticed the problem. And I just can't get any response.
But is it fair to say, Linda, that most of your female clients, female travellers, they would just say MS?
Oh, absolutely. We just always use that as a policy because we wouldn't like to embarrass anybody or say, are you married or single? You know, it's just they're female or male as far as we're concerned. I mean, I have a bit of a bugbear with it myself because I just feel Mr. is neutral. It doesn't declare your marital status.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just feel for ladies in this day and age, you shouldn't be declaring your marital status either.
And what difference does it make on a plane anyway?
Exactly. Yeah, I feel that Aer Lingus don't need to know that information. And the funny thing is when you print a boarding card, it doesn't actually show any title at all. It just shows your first name and your surname.
Now, if you refuse, I haven't been on the Aer Lingus website in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. I see it.
You can't actually make a booking without putting yourself down as a miss or a miss.
It's one of the mandatory areas.
That's right. And if you looked at, say, Ryanair's website, they have the option Mr., Mrs. or Ms.
MS.
Yeah. And I just feel the title Miss is suitable for maybe for a child under 10.
So you were onto Aer Lingus and you didn't get any...
No,
And you're a travel agent.
That's right. I have tried to bring it to their attention. It's just a little blip and they don't even know about it properly themselves. I don't know.
Well, they do know because we rang them. This is the statement hot off the steaming photocopier upstairs.
Yeah.
Aer Lingus is aware that the title options available on AerLingus.com currently do not include the MS option, which was removed unintentionally during a recent website update. We would like to reassure guests this will be rectified in the next website update. I don't know how long that would be.
That'll take, yeah.
But you want to change now.
Well, I would like a change now. I mean, I'm sure it's quite a simple thing for them to do, and I think that it should be reinstated immediately. I had a feeling it was an inadvertently done, but it's just funny. It just takes so long for such a big organisation to rectify a very simple title on the website.
Well, how would I take your word? How would it be inadvertently done?
I know. Well, I suppose it just because it could have been done by somebody overseas without a good grasp of English. You wouldn't know who designs the websites or what they do, but they just seem to have...
Well, they say you were right. Well, inter alia, they're saying here, thanks for spotting it. We've realised now the MS option disappeared during a recent website update.
We'd
like to reassure guests this will be rectified in the next update. But the next update
it's great to hear they're going to rectify it, but I'd like a date of when it'll be rectified or to get it done sooner rather than later. Because we're still in the same situation currently when we're making reservations, having to ask somebody's marital status. Mm.
What formula of words do you use?
Well, there is an error on the Aer Lingus system at the moment.
Oh, do you?
And I only have the option of Miss or Mrs. I'm sorry to have to ask, but I have to check which title. I try and do it as diplomatically as possible.
Okay, well done. Well, you've changed. You've managed to... Because we contact them...
Well, that's great news.
Fair play to you.
We're delighted to hear that.
Okay, Linda. Yeah. That's Linda Jones. How is business this summer, Linda?
Oh, it's going very well, Joe. Yeah, there's a lot of...
Even though, but what about the worry about strikes and...
Well, I know a lot of people are very concerned about the upcoming strikes, but we're just hoping that they will be able to sort it out today with talks or before the strikes. Because even though they had a lot of strikes last year, we actually had very few clients impacted with the strike.
That's interesting.
Just the way they try and
pull out all the stops.
Where they have several flights on a route so they don't cause too much disruption, but you just never know.
Okay.
And
yeah,
it is a worry for people.
Okay.
It's a good time to be booked with a travel agent because they look after you. Whereas if you book yourself, you're a little bit more stuck.
Yeah. Okay, Linda. That's Linda Jones. Well spotted
on
the
Aer Lingus
website. And well changed. And hopefully it'll be changed quickly because they do admit it is a mistake. Thanks, Linda Jones.